Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Unlocked. And for those of you who are new to this podcast, welcome, welcome, welcome. This podcast is really just about, you know, sharing experiences of my personal experiences and my friends' experiences, you know, as well as seeing how best we're similar and yet different, you know. So welcome, welcome, just sit back. And let's get into this episode. Now, I'll be speaking on passion and passion as it relates to, career, hobby, a side job, friends, family, goals, interest, anything really. And I'm going to start off with career. So like a few weeks ago, I had asked some persons, you know, what are you studying in school and why did you choose to study that? And, you know, I got some great responses like, you know, I've always wanted to help persons. You know, I like the idea of helping the sick. And, you know, some are even more personal where, you know, a family member was even sick and just the way how healthcare professionals dealt with them, you know, it made them really want to get into that field, as well as persons are interested in the whole regional integration, how countries can come together for, you know, the betterment of humanity and all. And, you know, all of that, you know, really great and all. And I was sitting there and I was like, okay, I'm waiting to see if anyone is going to say, hey, I chose this career because I really liked it. It is in line with what pushes me, what my interests are, as well as it helps me to make money, right? Now for me, my career is nursing, right? And I remember I wanted to become a doctor first. And so nursing was my second, I don't think I had a second career choice when I was younger. And I remember, you know, researching, and there was a school that I wanted to go, right? And well, I'm there now. And at the time, the tuition was, you know, was, yes, that tuition. And I was like, okay, I'm not sure if my parents will be able to afford this. And, you know, at that time, I didn't really have anyone older to say, hey, you can apply for this, you can apply for scholarships and grants. I mean, I knew about them, but I didn't know the rules of, you know, you need to go to this office or you need to Google this and go to this website, right? Please excuse the truck in the background if you hear it. And, you know, so I was like, okay, my parents won't be able to afford this. And I remember this was probably back in 2014, 2015. And I remember sitting down with my dad, with my parents, really. And I said, okay, I don't think doctor is going to work. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm the type of person I like to plan things. So as much as I'm adventurous and I'd like to, you know, go do new things and all, I still like to have some form of plan, right? And I said, okay, so I'm going to go with the nursing. And, you know, I researched nursing and I'm like, okay, this seems really nice. It's quite similar to the doctor. It's just that, you know, I can't prescribe stuff. I cannot diagnose patients and all. And I'm like, okay. But then, you know, I started looking into the money part because there's no point in I know people say how when your job is something that you love, you know, nothing really matters and all. But in truth and in fact, money actually matters. And I was like, okay, you know, nursing, you know, not in Jamaica, you don't really make that much money. But, you know, nursing is a career that can never be replaced by, you know, a robot or technology or anything. It's something that is always needed. And I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do and all, right? So fast forward, I'm now in university in my second year going into third. And I remember earlier this year, I was on ward, you know, first time on ward and all. And it's quite different than what you're taught in school, you know. You don't really, in school, you're practicing, it's not real patients, you know. You don't have real conditions and everything. And I remember one morning I got up and I'm like, you know what, I'm definitely not going I don't think this is for me. Honestly, God, just give me a sign to say, yo, this is not what you want to do. However, I didn't get the sign. And, you know, I got up and I went onward. And I was just really demotivated that day. I didn't want to do anything at all. I was just really and truly going through the motions, the routines, you know. And I remember speaking to a patient, right? I got a patient. And, you know, we were just having conversation and all. And, you know, he started talking about, you know, the good that nurses do, healthcare professionals do. And, you know, he was so grateful for the career, for, you know, persons being able to go to school and graduate and being able to take care of the sick. And it kind of motivated me. And I remember going home, and I went home, I had an event to attend. So I'm like, okay, you know, I love being involved in other things, but at the same time, the career that I'm choosing, that I'm in, it kind of limits me, right? And I was like, I was really torn, because I was like, okay, I have these two things in my hands. So I have nursing and I have been involved. And I'm just here, okay, how do I balance both? Because I love nursing. I love helping people. And if I had the opportunity of choosing to study medicine, I wouldn't. Because to me, I feel like nurses, you know, they're more on the ground with the patients, they're more closer to the patients, and that's what I really love, right? And then on the other hand, I love being involved in other things, you know, things that challenge me and motivate me, make me want to be a better person, make me want to go on Google and you know, research some things to be able to bring to the table, you know. And I like working with people who I wouldn't say better than me, but they're more experienced in other fields than I am, so I'm able to learn. And I remember there, and I was talking to someone, and they were saying, hey, things will get easy. It's not always, you know, a smooth sailing. There's always a storm, and it's just a matter of how you overcome it, right? And that's something I've always been telling myself, that hey, you won't be the smartest nurse, the brightest nurse, but at least you have something different, and sure, you're different from the others. So you're a nursing student, but what else can you offer? What else can you bring to the table? And that is something that always, you know, motivate me to say, hey, you're a great nurse, a great nursing student, but these life skills that aren't taught in the classroom will help you to become even a greater nurse. Now, on to hobby. Now, for me, people ask me what my hobbies are, and honestly, I'd probably just tell you watching TV. Yeah, that's just about it. But I love new things. I love venturing into new things and all. So once it's something that is, you know, will develop me, I'm all for it. I'm not going to do something that really and truly isn't beneficial, honestly, to me and to other persons. And we need to understand that if it's not beneficial to you, then you won't put in that extra work. And I've seen a lot of persons, you know, I really don't want to delve into this, but I've seen a lot of persons, you know, go up for positions because, you know, in all positions, you have a bigger name and, you know, people look up to you. But then when it comes down to the wire and you're supposed to do the work, it gets really hard and there's nothing to motivate you because it is not something that is beneficial to you. It is not something that you genuinely like. So you really and truly won't have that inner fire to fuel you to say, yes, push on, there are better days, right? Now for the side job now, I know a lot of young people are venturing into the whole entrepreneurship, and I say kudos to you because more than one income is really and truly the best way to go. But I would like to say is, you know, going into a side job or another business rather, you know, just dabbling in entrepreneurship, you don't we need to sit down and say, okay, what am I good at, or what are my interests, you know? What do I like? What do I want to see? What is something different I want to bring to the table? So we need to remember that it is always, always, always about what can you bring to the table, right? And it's easier. So for example, okay, so say for me now, I'm all about helping young people, the whole mentorship. I like dabbling into the whole life skills that aren't taught in school. So, you know, public speaking, interview preparation, project management, you know, event planning, team building, all those things, right? And if I was supposed to, you know, say, okay, let me start a new business or venture into the whole business world, I would delve into something like that. Probably have a whole academy where you can come in and, you know, have sessions where, you know, help to develop yourself, because it's all about personal branding. It's all about self-development. And what we want to achieve is self-actualization, right? So that's really and truly for me. So I'd say whenever, if you're thinking of going into starting a business, ensure it is something that aligns with your passion, your goals, your interests, your hobbies and all that. And it makes it a little bit easier, because there won't always be sunny days, right? So there are times, especially when you start off, your business won't just take off and you know, you're just making this money back to back, and you're always having to be restocking, and you know, there are going to be days where you're like, why did I even open this business, you know? But you have to continue to push on. You have to, you know, continue burn the midnight fuels, so you realize everything is in line. Your career, you can't just, it won't always be easy. You won't always get the A plus or the A, but you should not let that stop you from becoming your best version, right? And same for your hobbies. Make sure it's something that you're interested in, and you will just excel at it, right? As well as your business. There are times where you probably will have to, you know, look at it and be like, okay, I'm not making any money now. I feel like no one is buying or no one is interested. But when you have that drive and that passion and that extra motivation, it will help you to say, okay, let's go back to the drawing board and see where I went wrong. You know, there are days where you just won't care, and you'll be like, no, it's literally just the motivation that is keeping you afloat. Honestly, I've been there. Well, not for the job, but for career wise and no one would never know. No one would never, you know. I've had friends who were like, you know, you have great time management skill. And honestly, I feel like I don't. I really feel like, you know, I'm just really there, and it's just God's grace and mercy that's really and truly carrying me through. But, you know, it takes a lot of sacrifice. I mean, when I say sacrifice, I don't mean just, you know, sacrificing sleep, but sacrificing your mental health, and that is very important. So, I just want to say to you guys, like, whenever anything you're going to do or venture in, or you want to try something new, just always ensure that it is in line with your goals, your passion, your vision. What do you see yourself, right? And whenever you're going into something new, or whenever you feel demotivated, I want you to ask yourself the question as in, when I'm finished with this project or this degree or this, I don't know, this event or whatever, what do I hope to achieve, right? What do I want to achieve? And then you look at that question and you write down the answers. And then you ask yourself, is it possible for me to achieve these things? Or is it possible for me to grow? Because remember, everything that you do is an opportunity to grow. And at the end of the event or the position or the degree or whatever it is, write down, what did you achieve? And then you see from there, okay, I achieved 3 things out of the 5 things I wanted to achieve. Why did I not achieve these 2? And then, you know, you look at it and be like, okay, maybe I shouldn't have done this. I should have done it the other way. And it's something, it will be a building block to other opportunities that you will embark on, right? So this is really, I don't want to keep you guys long, and I promise my episodes that will be really short, but this is really just my two cents on the whole passion, going after things that you believe in and want to do. And if you ever feel like, you know, you don't believe in yourself, or you don't have the requisites to achieve certain things, and I believe in you and I think you should go for it. Never doubt yourself. I'm something, let's see, I'm learning, yes. So this is something that I've been accepting, or trying to accept. It's really a hard pill to swallow, because I beat myself up a lot when it comes on to, you know, going for things that, you know, I'd be a great asset. So, and I'm just here, you know, sharing my experiences, telling you guys that, hey, you're not the only one going through it. But it's good to, you know, if you're a writer, you write down things, I will become this and this is what I will do. And the type of person, I like listening to podcasts, I like listening to motivation stuff. And not because they'll give me motivation, but they'll open my eyes for me to give myself motivation, right? So I'm really and truly self-motivated. So yeah, that's just it. Thank you guys for listening. I promise I won't take long to upload another episode, but I just want to leave this with you guys that, you know, I think it was Charles Dickens who said, you forge the chain that you will wear for life, right? And this chain, you know, it's made up of links, so you can always cut out a link, remove a link, add a link and all that. So you are the driver in the car seat. Oh, in the car seat, in the car, right? So you are the driver of your journey. And there's no problem in you having a pit stop, a rest stop, you know, just settling for a while. But just always keep pushing, keep growing and glowing. So thank you again, guys, for listening. And I will see you in another episode. Take care.